welcome to today's On This Day in Tudor History with me, Claire Ridgway. I run the Tudor Society and I've also written quite a few books on Tudor history. Now, the past couple of days, we've been in 1588 in the reign of Queen Elizabeth I, but we're going a bit further back in time today. We're going to the 28th of July 1540, for it was on this day in Tudor history at Oatlands Palace in Surrey that King Henry VIII married his fifth wife, Catherine Howard. Catherine being the daughter of Edmund Howard and Joyce or Jocasta Culpepper. She was also niece of Thomas Howard, 3rd Duke of Norfolk. Now, the groom was 49 years of age and the bride was about 17. And this wedding was a very low-key affair because Henry's fourth marriage, his one to Anne of Cleves, had only just been annulled. And the marriage was kept quiet for over a week, and Catherine didn't appear in public as queen until the 8th of August. So it's all because the king had to have his marriage to Anne of Cleves annulled and didn't want things to be sort of, well, seen as unseemly. The first mention that chronicler Edward Hall makes of the new queen, Queen Catherine, is an entry for the 8th of August, writing, "The 8th day of August was the Lady Catherine Howard, niece to the Duke of Norfolk and daughter to the Lord Edmund Howard, showed openly as queen at Hampton Court, which dignity she enjoyed not long as after ye shall hear." Of course, yes, he was to then relate, you know, her fall. And chronicler and Windsor Herald Charles Risley even dated the marriage to the 8th of August. That's how secret the marriage on this day in 1540 was, writing, "This year, the 8th day of August, being Sunday, the king was married to Catherine Howard, daughter of the late Edmund Howard, deceased, and brother to the Duke of Norfolk, at his manor of Hampton Court, and that day she dined in her great chamber under the cloth of estate and was there proclaimed Queen of England." So Charles Risley was under the impression that Catherine being proclaimed and being seen in public for the first time as Queen on the 8th of August at Hampton Court was because she'd actually got married earlier that day, but he was actually incorrect. The king's fifth marriage appeared happy at first, and the king must have thought, oh, fifth time lucky, surely this is it. And Henry doted on his young bride, and she seems to have given him a new lease of life. Catherine's biographer, Lacey Baldwin Smith, writes of how the king, who had previously felt the weight of age close upon him, was suddenly filled with fresh vitality, and he started getting up early between 5 and 6 a.m. to go out hunting. And the French ambassador wrote of the king's good spirits and good humour. So Henry VIII was happy. He had high hopes for his future with Catherine. But sadly, his hopes would be dashed just over 15 months later, when he was made aware of Catherine's sexual past. And then when those were investigated, he was made aware of her secret assignations with Thomas Culpepper, who was a groom of his own privy chamber. And Henry was devastated. He was completely grief-stricken to hear that the woman he'd been so happy with wasn't quite what he expected. And Catherine was executed for treason on the 13th of February 1542 after having been found guilty by a bill of attainder. Now, while King Henry VIII and Catherine Howard were getting married at Oatlands on this day in 1540, Thomas Cromwell, Earl of Essex, and Henry VIII's former right-hand man, a man who I think of Henry VIII's fixer, a man who was very loyal to the king, was his good servant, and a man who would do really anything for his master. Well, he wasn't in attendance at this low-key wedding. He was on the scaffold on Tower Hill being beheaded. He'd been found guilty also by a bill of attainder, but he'd been found guilty of the crimes of corruption, heresy and treason. So this Tudor statesman who'd served King Henry VIII faithfully for many years ended up having an absolutely awful, brutal end, his execution being botched by what was described as a butcherly executioner. Someone that either wasn't very experienced or just did his job badly, and it took quite a few strokes of the axe to end Cromwell's life. Now, Henry VIII never spoke of any regret for the execution of his fifth wife, Catherine, but according to Charles de Marillac, the French ambassador, the king did speak of his regret for Cromwell's execution. He blamed it all on his Privy Council, saying that on the pretext of several trivial faults he, Cromwell, had committed, they had made several false accusations which had resulted in him killing the most faithful servant he had ever had. So he spoke of that regret later on. So, a wedding for the king on this day in 1540, while his former chief advisor suffered on the scaffold. So a happy day and a sad day. For me, it's very distasteful that the king was getting married while his good servant was suffering. Not great. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I do hope you enjoyed it. And don't forget to subscribe so that you can enjoy podcasts on a daily basis. Thank you.